The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
This man was such a man of consequence and a consummate public servant.
What President Biden is doing is unconstitutional. There is zero authority in the Constitution that gives the president the authority to mandate anybody taking a vaccine.
There is no doubt that the Biden White House is aware that the president's poll numbers are dropping with each passing week.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Here we go with another week in America, Monday, October the 18th. We are in mid-October 2021. Lots of headlines and breaking news to tackle, especially the passing of a major historic political and military figure.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Colin Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has died at the age of 84. According to a statement from his family, he died of complications from COVID-19. He was fully vaccinated. The Powell family said in a statement, "We want to thank the medical staff at Walter Reed National Medical Center for their caring treatment. We have lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, and a great American." You know, he's a figure that is not without controversy, but unlike the left, unlike the mean-spirited, angry progressives who seem to delight at the passing of conservative figures, you know, we don't do that, and we won't do that, and I suspect no caller will do that. We're going to acknowledge his service and recognize the achievements of a guy like Colin Powell. On a personal note, it was kind of jarring to consider that Colin Powell is 84. I didn't even realize that. That just really struck me. I thought he was at least 10 years younger than that. Didn't realize he was 84 years old. But, you know, people on the left, Joe Piscopo in New York says this all the time, they're just mean. And it's mean to say anything negative about a husband, a father, a grandfather who just passed away. You know, I think people on the right tend to put that aside. We can acknowledge political differences, and make no mistake, Colin Powell was a liberal. I mean, he was an Obama-supporting liberal American. And to that, I would say, so what? He died. His family's grieving. And millions of Americans mourn his passing. I said the same thing with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, you know, we don't, typically, one thing that sets our side apart, what makes us different from their side, is we do not rehash disagreements or the criticisms that we may have had with a man like Colin Powell when he passes away. We just don't do that. I often think, what if a family member was driving to the funeral home? I don't mean this about him necessarily, but just in general. What if somebody that I disagreed with strongly while they were alive passed away, and their family is driving to the funeral home to make arrangements, and I'm on the radio reiterating why I disagreed with that person. That would be hurtful. So we don't do that. Dana Perino, of course, served under George W. Bush, knew Colin Powell well, said the following on Fox News.
Yes, I've long admired him. I remember college during the Gulf War. Well, this man is very impressive. And then the fact that I actually got to meet him and work with him, work under him, really, you know, as the Secretary of State, it is just remarkable. As Ainslie, as you were reading the statement and talking about his life in the previous segment, in the previous interview, you realize that this man was such a man of consequence and a consummate public servant. Serving all of those years, and I was surprised to read he was 84, because in many ways, to me, he was ageless, in addition to all of the amazing work that he did as a military leader. But one thing that people might not remember is he started an organization called America's Promise, and that really encouraged civic engagement and volunteer work, and there was a little red wagon logo, and my good friend Desiree Sale, who had worked for President George H.W. Bush, then worked in his office in correspondence, and she would tell me such amazing stories about him. And then fast forward, I remember as a deputy press secretary standing in the back of the room, at the East Room one day, and there was Karzai. Who Ahmed Karzai from Afghanistan was giving a speech. And I was standing in the back of the room, and Colin Powell just happened to be next to me. And I remember being very impressed by Ahmed Karzai's speech. And I said something to Colin Powell. I said, wow, he is very impressive. And Colin Powell gave me advice that I've lived with ever since. And he said, Dana, just beware of people who might be wannabe dictators who speak very good English. And wow. That was so interesting, right? If you think about all of the leaders that we've seen come up through the ranks that America likes to support and then unfortunately turns out to be somebody that you question in the end. I would also say that he was someone of great stature, right? The way that he conducted himself, I really commend his books to people out there, young people who are looking to learn about leadership. He really was a consummate professional.
Dana Perino, who served in the Bush administration, reflecting on the passing of General Colin Powell, who died of COVID complications at the age of 84. So, listen, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. I'll bet you, instinctively, if you're right of center, if you tend to be politically like-minded with me, I'll bet it didn't even cross your mind to say a nasty thing about Colin Powell. Probably didn't even cross your mind. You said to yourself, gosh, no, sorry for his family. What a loss. Historic figure. And you honor his sacrifice to America, despite maybe having differed with him. And again, an Obama-supporting liberal. And we say it's still the passing of a human being. And we're not the mean-spirited left. Maybe you have a different take than I do. Feel free to share that with me if you do. 1-800-655-MIKE is our toll-free number as we welcome you into a Monday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I also want to share with you the sign-off of a Washington State police officer. You know, a lot of times when an officer either dies or retires, they'll give, you know, they give a send-off to the fallen officer on the radio. Sometimes the officer himself or herself resigns on the radio. Well, this officer resigned over the vaccine mandate, and it was epic. And we have the tape for you. We're going to play it for you. And I also want to share with you my weekend, because I did something, you know, that let me be reminded that people are making choices about living their life. And this is a tough, tough choice to make. With COVID and boosters and what's next, and Fauci saying now, you know, there might be a sixth wave. Are Americans fed up and are going to say we're going to live with this virus and take our chances? Or are Americans going to keep trying to hide from the virus and hope it gets eradicated? You're going to be waiting for a long time, I think, if you go down that path. We'll try to make some sense out of all that, unpack it all. We got a lot to talk about, and I hope we start with you. At 1-800-655-MIKE. We have a line open. I'd love to put you front and center.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble and MikeOnline.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on Rumble.
She was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Colin Powell, Mike. Started under the Reagan administration, didn't he? Ended up voting for Obama twice. 84 years old, I might add. Vaccinated. Probably double. 84. COVID-related issues. We'll see what the mainstream does with this. Have a good day, buddy.
Well, what should the mainstream media do with this? I mean, a lot of people are making comments on social media about the fact that he was fully vaccinated. That is seems to be the lead in the... the underbelly of the internet. I call it the underbelly because it's part of the beast, the machine. What do you think the takeaway is? He was also reportedly, I see somebody, a few people made the comment that he suffered from multiple myeloma for many years. 84 years old, in a vulnerable category. And I don't think anybody is suggesting that Colin Powell, I mean, I don't think anybody's suggesting the vaccine makes you invincible. Nobody says that. Now, they want you to get vaccinated. In fact, they insist you be vaccinated, or in many cases, you'll lose your job. But I don't think even the vaccine fanatics pretend the vaccine makes you Superman. What about you? Do you think that is that the big takeaway? You know, there are two distinctly different issues involving vaccine controversy. You can be pro-vaccine and anti-mandate, but the beast never acknowledges that distinction. If you're anti-mandate, they call you anti-vaccine. That's what happened to some of the conservative talk show hosts who died of COVID. Phil Valentine out of Nashville said his family said he was never anti-vaccine. He was anti-mandate. He didn't want people being fired. And that, to me, strikes me as a pretty reasonable position, a position that most normal people have, a position that this Washington State police officer had. Yakima County, Washington. Listen to this deputy's sign-off after 22 years on the streets of Yakima, Washington, serving the community. This guy has to lose his job because he won't get the mandatory vaccine. Here is how he said goodbye on the police scanners.
This is my final sign-off. After 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, being asked to leave because I am dirty. Numerous fatalities, injuries. I've worked sick. I've played sick. We buried lots of friends over these years. I'd like to thank you guys. I'd like to thank the citizens of Yakima County, as well as my fellow officers within the valley. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been very successful, and you've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. thank you for that. Wish I could say more, but this is it. So State 1034, this is the last time you'll hear me in a State Patrol car. And Jay Inslee can kiss my...
Thank you for your 22 years of five months of service to the citizens of Washington State. You've taken on many roles in your time as a patrol. In your first year, you delivered a baby while on patrol in Bremerton. You've been a DRE instructor, certified technical specialist, and reconstructionist, peer support member, part of the chaplaincy board, and a CBD trooper. You've been a great role model and mentor for all young troopers serving in the area by sharing your knowledge and experience throughout the years. Thank you for your service. 1906.
That's an absolute tragedy. This guy is losing his job after 22 years. And you heard all the things that he did while a state trooper. And he's got to lose his job over a medicine in his body? If that doesn't shake you, this is a good litmus test. You either hear that and you say, oh, well, good for him. Go work at Wendy's. Dummy wouldn't get vaccinated. Or you say, that's an absolute tragedy that anyone would lose their job, much less a peacekeeper like that, much less a law enforcement officer who has undoubtedly saved lives, assisted people, and been there for the citizens of Yakima County for over two decades. You're okay with him getting fired? Let me just ask you, are you okay with that guy getting fired? I like the way he signed off. We had to beep it, but he said, Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, can kiss my rear end. And I think that's the attitude of more and more Americans. As well as, let's go Brandon. 1-800-655-MIKE. What do you think of that guy's sign-off? What do you think of that state trooper and the way he signed off? 1-800-655-MIKE. One open line. I've never caught a glimpse. Do you love America? Are you a patriot who desires to preserve the freedoms we enjoy for generations to come? Then let's take action. Every few days, we give our money to the big box stores. How we spend our dollars could be our most important vote. Do these stores support freedom and American values? Is that where we should be buying our everyday household products for the rest of our lives? What if we just stopped? What if we shopped with a family-owned manufacturer who believes in preserving our freedoms? That's why PatriotSwitch.com was created. PatriotSwitch.com gives patriots the ability to walk away from the big box stores forever. This is a movement that pledges allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. PatriotSwitch.com. PatriotSwitch.com. Take action. If you love this country, here's a great way to show it. PatriotSwitch.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
The policy positions of Biden and Harris are losers. Nobody wants the policy positions of Joe Biden pinned to their donkey. They just don't. You don't see their cabinet out there vehemently arguing for these policies. Where's Pete Buttigieg with all the containers and shipping problems that we have and the trucking problems we have?
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Well, we found out where Pete Buttigieg has been. He has been on paternity leave for 2 months. Now, last time that came up, I got in trouble with Megyn Kelly. So I'm not touching that issue. Lord knows what happened. She wrote about it in her book. You can Google it. Megyn Kelly and Mike Gallagher on the issue of maternity leave. So, wow. 2 months, 2+ months for maternity leave. Paid paternity leave. You know what's the best part of the story of Pete Buttigieg being MIA all this time? Nobody really even noticed till this week. That's how irrelevant he is. Nobody even really noticed he was gone. He's the transportation secretary. We've had this supply chain crisis for weeks. And they just noticed all the other day. Where's he been? Oh, he's on paternity leave. And that became a whole thing. And then Tucker Carlson attacked him. And then he responded to Tucker Carlson. And he's saying he can still do the job from whatever. But isn't it amazing? No one knew he was gone. Sean Spicer tweeted out about vaccines. And again, the life and legacy of Colin Powell is being spotlighted today in wake of his passing. If you're just joining us, Colin Powell died at the age of 84 from COVID-19 complications. He had been fully vaccinated. And that seems to be the narrative, the story. Meanwhile, in Washington State, you heard a state trooper, and I apologize, we incorrectly slated him as a police officer. He's a state trooper. And the state trooper, after 22 years of service, has to leave his job because he refuses to get the vaccine. Is this what we want to do to people? We're kicking law enforcement to the curb, firing nurses, medical healthcare workers, bus drivers. I don't care what, I don't know, waiters and waitresses. No one should be fired over a vaccine. And a vaccine, let's face it, we're playing the odds. We're flipping the coin here. Now Fauci says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine likely should have been two doses. Nice of you to tell me now. Thanks, Doc. So now I'm running out like a lunatic, probably going to get my second dose of the Johnson & Johnson. And my buddy Joey Hudson is in South Carolina, and if you think I'm a hypochondriac, bless his heart, Joey's had a rough health year. And the last thing it sounds like Joey wants to do is go out and get a second full dose of the J&J vaccine. Well, Fauci's saying the Johnson & Johnson vaccine should have been two doses. Likely? That sounds real scientific. Boy, you're a real man of science. It likely should have been two doses. And of course, idiot me, I'm running to my doctor. My doctor's going, yeah, I guess we got to give you a second dose. Want to come out Wednesday and get it? They'll be making fun of me dying too, because I'm going to die of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine overdose. I'll be the first person in America to die of too much vaccine. And I know what a big fat baby I am. Trust me, you don't need to tell me. All you know, manly men don't need to call me or text me and say what a wimp I am. I get it. I am. I want to play the odds. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to live with this virus, and I'm going to play the odds. I probably won't be inside an enclosed area with people who are probably unvaccinated for an hour and a half. That's probably not going to be me. I'm not going to do a big VIP reception at a station event with 200 people, most of whom probably won't be vaccinated. Probably not going to be me. I'm going to go to Disney World. I'm going to fly. I'm going to go to shows. I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to go eat out. I'm going to go shopping. I cannot hide under my bed over COVID. But yes, you can be mad at me. You can throw things at me. You could be proverbially disgusted with me. I'm going to take the vaccine, and I'm going to get the double dose. You wait and see. I'll be off the air next week, and they'll be like, where's Mike? Oh, well, he's suffering from Johnson & Johnson vaccine complications. But my doctor says, come on out and get it. I'm a little bit nervous about my doctor. You know, I was talking about relying on your doctor for advice, and I promise we're going to take your phone calls. But I talked to my doctor for advice. It sounds like anything I want to do, he's all for. Like, I tell him, should I get the second Johnson? Sure. I say to him, should I get the Moderna or the Pfizer as a second dose? Sure. Come on in. We get it for you. Should I get ivermectin? Sure. Go ahead. Get ivermectin. So I'm taking ivermectin every week, have been for months. I've got the Johnson & Johnson shot from March, and I'm probably going to get a second Johnson & Johnson shot this week. Prove me wrong. Todd is in Sheldon, Iowa, on the Mike Gallagher Show here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How you doing, Todd?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm kind of wound up just exactly like you. I support that state trooper 102% of what he did.
You bet.
And I didn't remember last time I voted for a governor saying, hey, you could fire us because we are not going to take a vaccine. You know, what if that state trooper had the antibiotics in there?
I don't remember voting for Anthony Fauci. Do you?
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Both me and my dad have had the vaccine, COVID, and we both came down about a month ago with COVID.
Wow.
And we pulled through it.
After you were vaccinated?
Yes, my dad was really sick and winded up in the hospital for 2 days, and he pulled out great.
Good. I'm glad.
Mike, my last comment, I want to say this. This was told to me by a great ER nurse, and she goes, you know, the leftists forgot about one thing, Planned Parenthood. Isn't my body my choice?
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, that nurse was right, Todd. Thank you. And I'm glad you survived COVID. I'm glad your dad did, too. And let's face it, there are a lot of breakthrough cases. They call them breakthrough. I don't know why they call them breakthrough. I mean, breakthrough suggests this anomaly. Sounds like there's plenty of people getting COVID after being vaccinated. But to his point, both he and his dad, they got it. They were sick. They recovered. God willing, they're going to be fine. And you have to wonder, would they have been fine without the vaccine? So to me, but that's your choice to make, not mine. 800-655-MIKE. Gene's in Orlando. Hey, Gene, how are you?
Good, Mike. How about you?
Doing pretty good. I'm just trying to enjoy my final days before I die of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine overdose.
Well, Mike, if you do, my wife and I will be right there with you because we got the J&J, and then about 6 weeks ago, we came down with COVID, both of us.
Right.
And we truly believe that we would have been in the hospital had we not been vaccinated.
Right.
And
how sick were you both, Gene?
We went from the bed to the couch. We were so energy level was low. The doctor had us get an oxygen meter and take our oxygen levels three times a day. Because we were very sick.
I'm sorry to hear that. But you really believe that without the vaccine, it probably would have taken a real bad turn.
Oh, we both believe we would have been in the hospital.
Wow.
And in addition to that, they got us in for the Regeneron treatments, and we took those as soon as we got them. And
good.
It was still a couple of weeks, but while we were going through this, my wife looks at me one day and says, you know what? People can criticize about the vaccine, but when the booster comes out, we're going to be the first in line. So okay,
there you go.
Right there with you, Mike.
I got you. Oh, I'm so glad you're both doing well, Gene. And incidentally, you got Regeneron, the Regeneron treatment. Is that what you said, right?
Yeah, correct.
I should know the difference here, but that differs from the monoclonal antibodies, right? Or is that the same thing?
No, that's the same thing.
Okay, great, because that's what I keep hearing.
One of the initial.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. That's Regeneron is part of the monoclonal antibodies treatment that a lot of people are getting.
That's correct. That was, the one DeSantis was doing statewide here in Florida.
Yeah, sure.
Biden decided to take back over the distribution.
Oh, no, he doesn't like that. They don't like talking about therapeutics. They don't like talking about monoclonal antibodies, Gene. No, no. It's only vaccine, or no vaccine. Vaccine for you, no vaccine, you're out, you're fired. Thank you, Gene. Good to hear from you, and I'm glad I'm not alone here because, again, you do what's right for your body. I'm going to do what's right for my body. I mean, here's Fauci. This is great news. after, you know, almost a year. What was this, March? And I'm waiting, incidentally, for the results of my antibodies test. I'll call the doctor here in the next few minutes, see if I can get, because they ought to have the result by now. I got an antibodies test the other day, because I'm really interested. If I got the Johnson & Johnson shot in March, where are my antibodies here on October 18th? What level, what degree of antibodies do I have? I'll put a call here in the next break and see if we can get an answer, because I should have that test by now. But, hey, here's Fauci. Those of us who got the Johnson & Johnson single-dose shot, he thinks it should have been double-dose all along.
But, Dr. Fauci, the panel was also looking at new data that suggests J&J recipients may be better off getting a booster shot from the more effective Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Is that a better solution?
You know, that is true. The data you referred to, that if you boost people who have originally received J&J with either Moderna or Pfizer, the level of antibodies that you induce in them is much higher than if you boost them with the original J&J.
Okay, so if you... That's a different cut, guys. So I guess we got the wrong one. We played the wrong cut. What's the right cut? Do you have the right one here? Here, that was talking about mixing and matching. But here's what Fauci said about a Johnson & Johnson booster.
Dr. Fauci, the FDA advisory panel unanimously recommended booster doses for the J&J vaccine, but the advice is for all people over 18 to get the shot, even after just 2 months. We know this vaccine was not as effective as others. So should those 15 million people who got the vaccine be concerned given these recommendations?
No, not at all, Martha. I think that they should feel good about it, because what the advisors to the FDA felt is that given the data that they saw, very likely this should have been a two-dose vaccine to begin with. So the idea of making a recommendation that people who originally received J&J should receive a second dose 18 or older with none of the restrictions about whether or not you're at a high risk or not at a high risk, is that everyone who've received that first dose of J&J who are 18 and older should receive it. So I think that's a very good thing. And I think it's very favorable for those who have received the J&J vaccine. I don't see that as a problem at all.
Huh? What? What did he say? You know I'm going to trot it out again, right? I got to play it. I got to do the Fauci impression. It's not me. What's the guy's name, Derek? I got to play it because this is what I just heard.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering the thought of conceptualizing the possibility of maybe, perhaps reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
Yep, that's pretty much what I heard from the real Dr. Fauci. That's comedian Tyler Fisher, who's a big YouTube star. We want to honor those in American life who are standing up for what we all believe in. It's the 2021 Salem Culture Warrior of the Year. You can nominate one of these great folks. Go to MikeOnline.com. Click on the Culture Warrior of the Year banner at the top of the page, because we want to give praise and encouragement to these culture warriors. Again, a big political, military, historic figure passing this morning, Colin Powell, dying at the age of 84. Lots of debate about vaccines and lots of conversation about the left and the beast. Wow, I want you to hear a great exchange from former New York Times writer Barry Weiss with Brian Stelter over on CNN. Quite the debate. That and more all ahead. Keep it right here on this Monday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm glad you're with us. 800-655-MIKE if you'd like to join. You going to go get your booster? Are you a Johnson? What about booster hesitancy? Now that we know about vaccine hesitancy, what about booster hesitancy? Are you hesitant or are you diving in? 1-800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met, and I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Express yourself. Mike Gallagher.
My wife had COVID in January, so did I. And she went to the hospital. She tried the vaccination in July, the beginning. She had an adverse reaction, unbelievable, back in the emergency room. Like the doctor said, it should be between the doctor and the patient.
Hey, Mike, new narrative here. If you die from COVID and you're fully vaccinated, you're a good person. If you die from COVID and you haven't been vaccinated, you're a horribly no good person. That's the new narrative.
He is so right. What a great take. Incidentally, here's the new statistic. I just verified it. New York now has more than double Florida's rate of new COVID cases per 100,000. See, I guess the DeSantis is a killer narrative is going to have to shift once again. But that was just confirmed. New York now has more than double Florida's rate of new COVID cases per 100,000. Guess what? Virus gonna virus. We have to live with it. We're not going to be able to chase away from it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.